mind is aglow with whirling, transient nodes of thought, careening through a cosmic vapor of invention.
This is Legalese.
Welcome to Legalese. This is your host, Jack Willinchek, and Dennis Willinchek, if he feels like it, will be stopping by the studio later today. Today, we are talking to, I think my producer here spotted an article about the top Phoenix area entrepreneurs under 35 years old. And we invited them onto the show, and they were kind enough to come. I have in the studio here Dallin Harris, who's the founder of Skyhook Internet Marketing, and also Josh, can you pronounce your last name for me? Is it Sauter?
You got it.
Hey, look at that. And their company is called Staffing First, which is a medical industry staffing company, I take it.
That is correct.
So, well, let's start off with that. I'll ask you guys just talk about the businesses that you started. We'll start with you, Dallin. Dallin Harris, founder of Skyhook Internet Marketing.
So Skyhook Internet Marketing is an internet marketing and web design company, capitalizing on the latest trend. Well, over the last 10, 15 years, as the internet has risen, there's a huge transformation that's happening in taking businesses online. So we help our clients to build websites if they don't have them. If they already do have websites, we help them to drive new business through it, getting ranked higher on Google, doing online advertising, participating in social media are just a few of the examples of how you can drive traffic. So seeing that need in the market back in 2008, myself and some friends started this company, and we've grown it to what it is today, which is a pretty good-sized company. There's a dozen of us now. And we're helping clients locally and nationally to grow their business online.
Yeah, it's such a big growing market. Been a lot of meetings with real old hands, guys that have had businesses for a long time, and it's such a new thing to them, such an exciting thing to them. One of the things I know you can do with internet marketing, with starting your own website, is even a little guy, can look big on the internet. You do a lot of things to make a company look really, really good on the internet. Let me turn now to Josh Sauter, who's from Staffing First. I'm sure I just butchered your name again there, but tell us about what Staffing First does.
We're a staffing firm. We specialize in the recruitment of all medical and behavioral health positions. So we assist people in helping them find jobs within specifically the medical field and within behavioral health as well, too. So we're not your typical temporary staffing firm. We do offer that service, but we do offer a temp to hire, direct hire positions as well. In fact, that's most of what we do. In this time and age, helping people find jobs.
All right, now I'm going to embarrass both of you by asking you on the air, how old are you guys? Well, how old are you, Dallin?
I'm 27.
You're 27. You're slightly younger than I am. I'm 28. How old are you, Josh?
Just turned 33.
All right, Josh is the old man in the room.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys, so we're all young people here, and a lot of young people, it's very hard to start up your own company. So what helped you guys get over that burden? What sent a spark into you to become entrepreneurs at this young age, Dallin?
Well, I laugh at that sometimes because I think it's not knowing what we didn't know. Sometimes I wonder if I would have gone down this route, all the work that it's ended up being
right.
From the beginning. But no, I think the world's changing. I think, at least in our industry, on the internet, anyone with a computer and a brain can make a name for themselves.
Right.
And
look at guys like Mr. Zuckerberg with Facebook. Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And so it's one part, the youthful energy, I guess, the willingness to dig in and work hard. And another part, again, and I'm just speaking for our industry, is we grew up on this internet trend. We kind of get it inherently. And a lot of the folks in our company are young as well. And it's fun to be able to there's a lot that I don't know about the business world, but I know internet marketing, and it's fun to be able to bring that expertise to others as well.
I almost wonder, I've had that same thought, about the internet boom. And, historically there's been different booms, like you had the railroad boom or the aerospace boom. But the internet boom, I think, is kind of different in that way, because you're right. I mean, you got kids, you got 14-year-olds who know the computers, who know the internet. Guys like Steve Jobs that were doing this stuff at a real young age, or, Bill Gates, at a real young age and did start the companies at an especially young age. So I do think that, call it the internet boom, the computer boom in general, is probably different from any other boom in history, because you do have a lot a lot of younger people who are entrepreneurs.
Yep, absolutely.
Have you seen that to be the case with other people? Other entrepreneurs, other business people who do the same kind of thing you do. They're all younger people.
There is I wouldn't necessarily say that's across the board. We do see some of the older generation who get it and and are savvy to it, but there is certainly a correlation.
Yeah. All right. So let me ask that question I asked before to down to you too, Josh. Of course, you're the old man in the room here, but what gave you that spark to start your own business?
Well, I don't think a lot of people, when they're asked as a little kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to be a business owner. It doesn't necessarily start like that. I think that you find something you're passionate about, and as you become more experienced in it, opportunities can certainly make themselves available to start your own business. I come from the behavioral health field and helping people. My degree's in social work, and so I started staffing back in 2004, and that opportunity kind of grew into something where I could start my own business. And you don't maybe know a lot about business when you first start. You just know that you're passionate about what you do, and you try to pick up everything kind of along the way. So even 4.5 years after starting this business, you still learn something new every day. So it's a continual journey as a business owner, and you learn more every day and try to pass that along to anybody else you can as well, too. But I think the passion for whatever you're doing really kind of fuels, where you go and where your company can go.
I want to touch on something that we're talking a little bit off the air, Dallin, and I know you mentioned that part of what got you into your business was basically volunteering. I mean, to do some free work for somebody was, I think, what you're telling me. I don't know if you want to share that.
Sure. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's the biggest, but a good number of our clients have come from some work that I came across an internet marketing professional who's very well known online who had a problem with his website, and I saw it. I knew how to fix it. I went ahead and fixed it for free. I sent him the code, said, here, put this up on your site. This will fix your problem. And he was impressed, and he mentioned my name. And to this day, SEObook.com is where this was. To this day, you can go and my picture's on there. And I have people who Google me, and, hey, if you're on this website, you must know what you're talking about. And it was a real testament of, marketing doesn't have to be huge amounts of dollars and huge amounts of effort. Just get creative and find some wins like that, and you can really hit a home run.
Yeah, I like that story personally because, I'm a practicing lawyer, and a lot of the work I get from somebody that, same thing. I mean, I started out doing free work for the guy. I volunteered to do free work for the guy. I was just telling my sister this, too, because my sister now is going to law school looking for work, And I told her, look, the most important thing you can do is find somebody to work for and do it for free, volunteer to do it for free. People reward you for that. Whoever you work for, even though it's for free, they eventually reward you for that, and good things come. I mean, you learn experience, you get experience, you learn things that you make a lot of use out of. So something about when you told me that, something just struck a chord with me because I do. I think that's the best thing. Even today, I do a lot of pro bono stuff because same thing. Even though it's for free, even though it's charity, a lot of good things come out of it. You learn things, you meet people.
Absolutely.
All right, so we've got just a little bit of time here before the break, but I'll throw this one out to you guys. We'll follow up with it after the break too. Did you guys find that in this current economy, was it harder to do what you did, to start a new business? Did you have that feeling as you were doing this that, maybe I should wait a few years. This would be a lot easier. This could be a lot easier. We just got a minute before the break, but I'll throw that to you real quick, Dallin.
Interesting. I mean, we started Skyhook in 2008, so I tell people we didn't experience what it was like, and that we hear tales of the boom time and what it was like, but it's been all uphill for us. I certainly feel those effects, and I see those conversations, but I think if you're adding value for people, and in our case, where we're making people more money than we're costing them, there's work to be had. There's work to be had for people who are willing to dig in and do hard work. I'm excited to see someday if this turns around what we'll have. But even though it's been a downtime, I think we've had some good success.
Yeah. All right, I'm talking to Dallin Harris, who's the founder of Skyhook Internet Marketing, and Josh Souter from Staffing First. These guys are the top area entrepreneurs under 35 years old. We'll be talking to some more of them later on the show. This is Jack Wilenchek, KFNX, 1100 AM.
I was was gambling in Havana. I took a little risk. Send lawyers, guns, and money.
Welcome back to Legalese. This is Jack Willinchek. And today we are talking to the top Phoenix area entrepreneurs under 35 years old. I'm joined in studio here by Dallin Harris, founder of Skyhook Internet Marketing, and Josh Sauter from Staffing First. And I think we have another guest on the line here, Jeff Konowski, who's the founder of Illuminate Outdoor Media. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jack.
You know, I gave these guys the opportunity to introduce their business, and I'll throw that out to you, too. Go ahead and tell the audience what Illuminate Outdoor Media is about.
Yeah, sure. Basically, Illuminate sells innovative LED signage platforms, so backlit advertising or directional platforms, signage, basically, and use them for all types of purposes. One of our innovative products is a portable platform that can be used for directional parking, valet, hospitality, advertising purposes. So I'm sure you guys have all seen like A-frame signs that sit out front of restaurants or you know, gas stations, things like that. Basically kind of taking those types of portable signage platforms and making them visible during the evening hours, so adding hours of advertising to businesses.
Okay. And I'll ask you the same embarrassing question that I asked my in-studio guests. How old are you?
24.
24. You are the youngest man so far that we've spoken to.
I'm still the oldest.
Yeah. Josh is still the oldest. Well, tell me, Jeff, what gave you the spark to start your own business, especially at that young age? I mean, I guess I was just deciding what to do with my life at that point and probably going to law school, which I think was a good choice. But go ahead, Jeff. Tell us what gave you that spark.
Sure. Well, just to give you a little background information, I graduated from Arizona State about a year ago, and while I was going there, I took part in about 12 internships. So I was, I was kind of trying to figure out what I was wanting to do, and then, I was in a program that was almost like a hybrid degree. It allowed you to kind of choose your concentration and figure out what you want to do with your life. And while I was doing that and going to school, I wanted to reach out and kind of build a professional network, in the real business world. So I reached out to a lot of companies and built up this, this resume of all these internships that I had done. And it kind of got me into the mindset of thinking how different businesses run and how different things are done in, different settings. And I was always trying to improve a product or a business. And one day while I was driving down Bell Road, just happened to see these guys on the corners of the streets actually doing the sign spinning, human directional things. So, they're trying to get people to go to different stores or restaurants, and it was around the same time of year, actually, and it was getting pretty dark early, and they're still out there. You couldn't really see what they're advertising, so kind of had that light bulb moment at that time. Why not make a portable signage platform that can be used not only during the day hours, but, into the evening hours as well, and, started looking at some different technologies and some different things, and found out that it was actually something that could be done and something that was practical. And about the same time, I found out that ASU was offering a grant program and basically like a business plan competition. So I put together a prototype, put together a business plan, first time I had done anything like that. But I had a lot of experience in putting together compelling presentations and things. So I did all that, and through ASU's Edson program, I was awarded 10 grand in office space and mentors. And that was really kind of the validation for my idea, the catalyst for my success.
I got to ask you then: do you actually have those lighted up signs that guys can toss around?
Yeah. It's funny. The business model really, it kind of started at one place and ended up in a completely different area.
That never happened.
I'm sure everyone else can relate. So that was the initial goal: was to do a handheld product that can be used by those same guys and. And they actually came up with another product that mounts to the back of that. That's basically like a ball bearing spinner that can mount to the back of the sign. So now you have your $8 an hour employee going out there and doing this instead of hiring these aero advertising guys that are getting paid $20 an hour to go do that. Huh. So there's a few different things there, but the initial product was a handheld sign, and then I started looking at other types of affordable signage and started doing A-frame types and. Seen that there's a lot of industries that can use portable directional signage like parking, valet. A lot of these guys are operating into the evening hours, and they need something that is, you know, showing customers where to go or what the price points are, or just advertising in general. Another type of platform was just wall-mounted signage. So I was using LED lights to basically do like an edge lighting or backlighting method for this, that you can interchange the graphics and things. And started seeing that you can use it for wall-mounting signs, and, you know, traditional backlighting uses like fluorescent tubes. And this was a much more practical, thinner, more efficient way to do traditional backlighting as well. So it just kind of took a bunch of different leaps into different product sectors there, and now have, you know, products out there at the Phoenix Suns were my first clients, and I have 26 signs over there now, both in wall-mounted and portable configurations. The Diamondbacks at Chase Field also use some of my signs as menu boards. Comerica Theater has outdoor signs. You know, so just really took that idea and some of those internships and relationships that I had built and showed them my products and took it there.
No, that's great. And, you know, I want to ask, as you're talking there, a question came to my mind, and I want to ask the other guests in the studio the same question. Did you guys originally have different ideas that then kind of turned into what you do now? I know you're nodding your head there, Dallin, so tell me.
Yeah, there's one part that I see this time and time again. A lot of the websites that we build are for startups, and so we see this in that case as well, but you start with one thing in mind and you end up with another. We were originally everything under the sun, it seemed like, that was even closely related to what we do. And as we've gone on, you know, I've heard it said, and I think it's true, that you can tell the maturity of an entrepreneur by how much they say no to.
Right.
And we have certainly found our niche and our stride where we can have the most impact and kind of narrow down there, mainly in terms of the services that we offer, but also in terms of the clients that we go after.
Yeah, I know they say, especially for the internet business, it's all about focusing on one particular thing because there's just so much stuff you can do with the internet. Did you have the same experience, Josh? Or
you know, it's worked out kind of how the original plan, although different industries have opened up as well, too. So while we do specialize in medical, we work in various other industries through networking and all that. We were able to work in other industries and provide jobs in other ways for people as well, too. So I think the original plan is kind of still there, and we do specialize in medical, but certainly have the opportunity to staff in many other areas, too.
You know, the other question I want to ask you guys, and, you know, I think Jeff kind of brought this up, too, is, you know, how did you get the capital to get this started? I mean, we all know, you know, kind of vague terms like angel investors and that kind of thing, but how does that stuff, you know, in reality work out? I'll start by asking you, Dallin Harris, founder of Skyhook Internet Marketing. How did you make your dream a reality, which sounds as cheesy as I think it does? Go ahead.
Well, fortunately, we're in a service business, so it didn't take a whole lot of capital. It was mostly sweat equity and time that was needed to put in. I did get a $5,000 loan from my parents, which I subsequently paid back. but it is a challenge because you're taking that loan out, and especially if it's someone you know, family, you're like, hey, I think this is going to work. I hope it works. I want to pay you back and with interest, but it's a risk for them, and it means a lot when they support you in that way. But that was how we started. I recognize that's probably a very small amount compared to what a lot of people
for young
have done,
people, like everybody on the show is. I mean, I think that's very typical, is that a close relative is going to be your first financer.
Well, and what I do see, and I think is a mistake, I see a lot of entrepreneurs take a whole bunch of money and go out, and I need a new car and a new business and a new car, you know, and they just go off. I'm in business now. I need all of these things. And, you know, just being a little more frugal and finding what you can do or build yourself, I think goes a long way to boosting your profits.
And I don't know if it's just me talking as a young man, but I find that as I get older, I get a lot more frugal. I get a lot more conservative with my money. Right. I hear you laughing.
Yes, how much was that again?
Right. Yeah, I mean, young people, you know, I see this, I don't want to call it my sister on it, but I do see young people, and myself included. I mean, we're stupid with money. And, yeah, as you get older, you get better about that. We've got, I think, just a couple – we've got 1 minute before the break. We're talking here with Dallin Harris, founder of Skyhook Internet Marketing, Josh Sauter from Staffing First, and Jeff Konowski, founder of Illuminate with an 8, I-L-U-M-I-N-8, Outdoor Media. These guys are all top Phoenix area entrepreneurs under 35 years old. You know, when we come back from the break, if you guys are all good enough to stay with me, we'll keep talking about just how you guys got over this big hurdle of starting your own business. And, you know, as young people, I think it's especially impressive. And I think something that people can learn from in this kind of tough economy. This is Jack Wilenchek on Legalese KFNX, 1100 AM.
We have the right to remain silent. If you give up the right to remain silent, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Freedom.
We have the right to speak with an attorney.
Get me my lawyer!
And to have the attorney present during questioning. If you so desire and cannot afford one, an attorney will be appointed for you without charge before questioning. Now, do you understand each of these rights I've explained to you?
Get me my lawyer! I've been humiliated!
Freedom. Welcome back to the show. This is Jack Wilenchek, and you're listening to Legalese. And we officially have a full house here on the show. I think we've got everybody on the mic here and everybody on the line we could possibly have. This is a milestone in history of the show. We have in the studio here Dallin Harris, who's the founder of Skyhook Internet Marketing, and Josh Souter, who's from Staffing First. And by the way, if you haven't been listening to the show, the topic for today's show is top Phoenix area entrepreneurs under 35 years old. And we're just joined. Well, in the last segment, we had Jeff Konowski join us, and I think he's been kind enough to stay on the line there, the founder of Illuminated Outdoor Media. And just now in the studio, we've been joined by Donovan Reese from our Renters Warehouse. And I think we also have one more guest on the line. Like I say, this is mind-blowing to me. We have Susanna Young, the founder of G3 Box. So I guess I want to say a welcome to Susanna Young and Donovan Reese. Welcome, guys, to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Let me start with Donovan here. Donovan, tell us about your business, Renters Warehouse.
Okay. We are a residential property management and tenant placement company. My partner, Kevin Ortner, and I started it almost 4 years ago now. Just been specialized in placing tenants and grown up to about 350 properties under management now and just getting started. So we're excited.
And as I promised you off the air, I'm going to embarrass you by asking you your age on the air.
I'm 29.
29, all right. We still got the oldest man here with Josh, and and the youngest and the youngest is Jeff. All right, Susanna Young, tell us about your company, G3 Box.
Yeah, so G3 Box, the 3 G's actually stand for Generating Global Good, and in a sentence, it all got started because I hate the idea that there's women around the world that give birth on dirt floors. And so what we decided to do was say, how can we provide better access to healthcare in remote areas of developing countries? And so we thought, well, there's an excess of steel shipping containers, you know, the 40-foot and 20-foot shipping containers you see on big freighters and trains. And we thought, well, we'll take those and convert those into medical clinics and sell them to either nonprofits and NGOs that work on the ground in those areas, and they can better provide access to that care. And then we're also looking into other revenue streams in the areas of, say, the mining, oil, and gas industry to have on-site clinics for their workers. So it all got started about 3 years ago at a project at Arizona State University. Me and three friends, and now my business partners, started it, actually, though, in April of 2011. And we've been going hard at it ever since. And it's definitely a challenge to start something new, but we're quite passionate about it and are going strong.
Yeah, I got to say, that is a one creative idea. You said you take, big storage containers?
Yep. Yeah, you can call them storage containers, Connexes, ISO containers. Yeah. That's what we take.
I think I've seen that before, just driving around Phoenix. I live downtown, and I saw something like that downtown once. It was like where they'd taken storage containers and turned it into something you could live in, I guess.
The concept of converting a container is not new. It's definitely been around for a long time, actually since the Vietnam War. And there's a lot of container conversion companies in Arizona, which is why we want to be seen as more than just a container conversion company, but more of a company that develops solutions to improving access to healthcare around the world. And right now we just happen to be doing that through containers. But what it allows us to do is to form partnerships with existing companies that convert containers.
Uh-huh. All right, then let me ask you the same embarrassing question on the air. How old are you, Susanna?
I'm 23.
23. So are you the youngest? Yes, you are the youngest. I think you beat out Jeff Kunowski here by 1 year.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think I was actually listed as 22 when the article actually came out, but my birthday was quite soon after that. So, yeah.
All right. Well, here's a question I want to ask you guys, and I think Dallin, you brought this up off the air. You said sometimes your age can be a liability, and sometimes it can be a strength. So. Let me ask you guys, I'll throw it out to all of you, and you know, maybe Dallin, if you want to just get the ball rolling here. How have you found that your age is a liability, and how have you found that it's a strength?
It's a liability because there's a lot we don't know. Certainly a lot comes with experience, and I try to surround myself with mentors or books or anything I can get my hands on to kind of try to compensate for that. It's an asset because you, again, don't know what you don't know, and I often charge into situations and deals that I have no business being in or no business closing or no business being a part of, but because of my naivete, I guess you could say, not knowing what I don't know, that's a benefit. In our industry in particular, because we're in the web design space, you know, like I said, we grew up on this, those who work with me, and it is an asset because we understand it in a way that some of the older folks don't. That's how I'd answer that.
Let me ask if anybody else has a thought on that. Susanna, have you found – I'm going to go Susanna because she's officially the youngest. Susanna, have you found that your age has in any way held you back in being an entrepreneur, or have you found it to be an asset in any way?
I would say that there's still a lot that's yet to be proven with our business and with our model to where I can't say for sure if it's something that's held me back. I do know that it held me back sometimes in my own mind, where I think, oh, I'm not qualified for this, or shouldn't I know better, or why are they asking me this? I feel like I'm not qualified to be answering these questions, but the reality is when you in fact do know a lot more than you can than you realize, and I do find that there are certain stigmatisms or stereotypes about people my age and what we're trying to do. But once you describe the passion and the accomplishments that you've had, generally that does go away, especially when you have either the education or the experience to back it up. I do try and supplement my lack of business experience with a lot of good mentors, though, and I'm constantly asking for advice and feedback. And I think that also really helps give credibility, because then it provide whoever I'm talking to with the opportunity to be elevated to that level of being a teacher and a mentor, and that always makes the situation much more nurturing rather than critical. But I would find that my age has, I think, more oftentimes been a benefit to me, especially while I was still a student at ASU. Playing that student card was really helpful, because a lot of people want to help students and they're not asking for anything in return. So in a sense, it actually paved a way that I didn't have access to if I think I were older or out of school.
All right. Yeah, I found that to be true myself, too. I mean, as I said at the beginning of the show, I'm a young lawyer, and I find that I do look towards mentors a lot. And I think, no matter what your age is, everybody knows that feeling that they're just holding themselves back because they think they can't do something, or they don't know something. But, what you said is absolutely true. I mean, you can do a lot more than you think you can, and a lot of it is just about confidence and having the confidence to get out there and try something, which I think is a very important lesson for people in this economy.
Yep.
I've got some other great questions here that my very talented producer wrote for me, and I will be asking you guys. I think we kind of touched on one of these earlier in the show, but we'll touch back on it again since we've been joined in studio here by some more guests. Do you guys have you had any ideas that you did try and that failed, and that and we've only got 2 minutes here before the break. Have you guys had any things that you tried to do that failed, that you then ended up either changing into something that worked? Have you guys had this type of experience? I know we talked a little bit about just ideas that ended up changing, but have you had an experience where it just flat out failed? And I'm seeing a lot of blank stares. So you guys have just been successful in your totally successful in your careers. Yeah, that's good. I can't fault you for that.
Well, I think you try certain ideas within your business, and you see failures within that and successes, and then build upon that experience. But as far as – I think maybe besides me, we're all young enough to where maybe this is our first time trying out.
Right, right. But that's a good point.
I think some of the best advice I got was to fail faster. It's been said that good experience comes from good judgment, and good judgment comes from bad judgment in the past. I mean, you learn from your mistakes as you go along. And I try to deliberately put myself – I could do it the same way again, but I'll try it a new way just for that experience to fail. And, you know, as has been said, it's not usually – we blew the whole business and the whole thing went up, but little things happen within the business, I think, that management situations that I botched and I could have done a better job helping someone to see the vision or something like that. I would call those mistakes, but fortunately nothing catastrophic to this point.
Yeah, I found it too. I mean, the bad things happen. At some point you start to realize, well, that's just business. I mean, if you want to really, you know, be in there for the long run, you got to understand or just at some point cope with the fact that, yeah, I've always got little things, like you say, that don't work out. And you get comfortable with that and comfortable with reacting to it and dealing with it. All right, we've got to take a break, as you can tell by the music. But this is Jack Wilenchek, and usually I name all the guests before we go to the break, but I'm going to have to just save that time for when we come back. We got a lot of guests on today's show. We're talking to top Phoenix area entrepreneurs under 35 years old. It's Jack Wilenchek, KFNX, 1100 AM. Welcome back to the show. This is Jack Wilenchek, and you are listening to Legalese. And today we've been talking to the top Phoenix area entrepreneurs under 35 years old. We have Dalen Harris in studio, founder of Skyhook Internet Marketing, Josh Souter of Staffing First, and Donovan Reese of the Renter's Warehouse, and also Jeff Kunowski. Do we still have Jeff there?
Jeff? Yep, I'm here.
Hey, great. Thanks for sticking with us here. Jeff Kunowski, the founder of Illuminate Outdoor Media. And, you know, we were talking over the break. You guys point out to me that the question to ask is not really since all you guys are young, you know, you're all under 35, the question to ask is not have you started something that failed, but rather, you know, what have you thought about starting that maybe you didn't or you still kind of are thinking about trying? You know, what are things that you're kicking yourself because, and I know, Dalen, you said that every entrepreneur thinks this way. I mean, they're constantly thinking, there's, you know, I got to try that, or I wish I'd try that, or, you know, there's stuff out there. And maybe you want to be a little, you know, tight-lipped about it, too, you know, since you don't want to share your great business plans. But I'm sure there's stuff out there that you feel like you want to do, or maybe even different markets you want to expand your current business into. But you haven't done it yet. I know Donovan Reese here from Renter's Warehouse, you're saying there's other markets that you want to get into, but you're still thinking about that.
Yeah, I can't even say I'm thinking about it at this point. I need to get Phoenix going, and there's a lot we want to do in Phoenix and outside of just long-term rentals, whether it be vacation rental programs, also partnering with investors, doing a lot with short sales. And really just be the mayor of real estate here in Phoenix. And once, we're comfortable with that, we'll go, look at some other opportunities. But I kind of have shiny object syndrome, so I have to kind of rein myself in a lot. I get ahead of myself a lot. So got to work on the bread and butter. And, once we get to that point, then we'll be ready to take on some additional responsibility in different markets. So,
We've talked a lot about mentors on the show, and I think that's probably the best question I can ask you guys is who are your biggest mentors in for doing what you did, going out there and becoming the top Phoenix area entrepreneurs under 35 years old. I shared with you guys that in a lot of ways my dad is my mentor. I mean, I have that luxury of being able to look to him because he started his own business. And learn a lot of lessons that he's learned. But not everybody has that same experience. A lot of people, their mentors, you know, come through college or wherever. So I'll throw that at you guys. Who if you had to name a mentor, who would that be? We'll start if you want to go ahead, Josh.
Well, you know, I think it is very important to have mentors to help you along when you're young. I'll go back even as far as my childhood. My mom really taught me a work ethic. I mean, she raised my sister and I by herself and worked three jobs and woke up every day and worked. And as I've gotten into my career, I've always thought about that and how hard she worked. And that really kind of taught me a good work ethic. But when I first started, you know, I had a real good mentor that really gave me confidence to and told me, you know, you can do this. You could do this and gave me good ways that he owned his own business for 18 years. He was an engineer and really gave me a lot of confidence and knowledge to know what I'm doing and know that I can succeed even being young.
Yeah.
Somewhat young, I guess.
Dallin, I'll ask you the same question here. Dallin Harris from Skyhook Internet Marketing.
Mentors, man, I don't even know where I'd begin to name them. I try to surround myself with mentors in many different areas. I think it was Sydney who's on the phone
Suzanne,
who mentioned that our age can be an asset in that way, and I agree with that. Being young and being a student, or you know, a lot of people will give their mentorship advice, or will freely right. do that. And so, I've approached, you know, I have a lawyer who I go to with my legal questions, and a CPA who I go to with my CPA questions. And you know, at some point, they want to be paid for their services, which is obvious. But building a good relationship with them and getting them invested in our company has helped not only from an advice standpoint, but from a connection standpoint. If they are impressed with what we're doing and like what we're doing and can share it with their networks, that's a win for it. I would also say going virtual. There are podcasts. I listen to a lot of stuff out of Stanford or out of Silicon Valley in general because there's a lot of exciting startup stuff happening there. Books that you can read. Seth Godin's a big hero of mine, being a marketing person. So reading books and local people, a combination of all those.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to go to Jeff Kanowski here, who's been kind enough to stay on the line there. I don't want to leave him out of the conversation.
Sure.
Jeff Kanowski, yeah. Founder of Illuminate Outdoor Media. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. You know, kind of going back to you know, talking about parents and how kind of like the initial mentors in my life. You know, my mom has always been a strong self-starter, and you know, she's taught me that. And you know, my dad has also, you know, kind of done his own entrepreneurial things, and kind of give him a little pitch. He runs Mr. Margarita here in the Valley, which rents out margarita machines. And you know, so I was always helping him out with his business, and you know, just learning the ropes of the financials and all that. But I'm kind of unique in a way that my most, I guess, prominent mentor kind of sought me out through some of my connections and things. That I got a call one day from a guy by the name of Doug Moss, and he was calling me up basically kind of offering me a job. And he had gotten my name from a referral from someone I knew at the Phoenix Suns. And he wanted to bring me on board to help him out with something that he was doing. And he was actually the previous president of the Phoenix Coyotes. He ran Madison Square Garden Network. You know, so he's a pretty prominent figure in the sports and entertainment industry. So it's kind of crazy getting a call from him, you know, asking for some help. You know, and so, he brought me on board to help him out. He's consulting with Panasonic of all people on, arena projects and big signage projects. And he brought me on board to do that. I showed him, Illuminate, and, you know, that it kind of had a fit with what Panasonic was doing, and he really thought the potential in it. So he became an investor and a partner and a mentor along the way. And
yeah, wow, that's like the ultimate big three there. Yeah, you did good with him.
Yeah. No, it's been great. And he's made the introduction to the Panasonic. And just to, you know, kind of throw something out there, I just actually got an MOU or LOI from Panasonic to be a major distributor of my product throughout the nation here.
Yeah, so that's great. That's good news. You know, I hate to interrupt you, but we have two more guests, I believe, who are joining us here on the line. We have Tim Gunning from GDC Commercial Real Estate. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hello.
And we also have, I think we're joined by Sydney Peck, the Director of Entrepreneurial Initiatives at ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business. Sydney, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Great. Absolutely. Thank you for coming to the show. Tim, I'll ask you real quick, give us the down low on your company.
Well, we founded GDCRE in early 2009 because we
saw that there was an opportunity after, especially after Lehman, and everyone knows about the housing bubble burst and those issues. But within in our industry, we saw that there was an opportunity to provide something new to the marketplace, a new way of approaching business, and basically just wanted to wipe the slate clean and make a fresh start with what we were doing. And we've been extremely well received because of it. There was a bit of a negative stigma over, the people who do what we do in our industry. And we wanted to work to change that by, like I said, being innovative with the way we approach business and also providing the highest level of service to our clients that we could.
You know, we sure did have a full house here today, and we've got about 2 minutes here before we got to go. I'm going to ask you the same embarrassing question, just to be fair, that I've asked every other guest on the show today, since we're talking to the top Phoenix area entrepreneurs under 35 years old. Tim, how old are you?
I am just under 35. I'm 34.
35. He's the new oldest man in the house.
Lost it.
I said I'm under. I'm 34. Don't hate me yet.
All right. And as I said, I mean, this has been a fast-moving show here. We're obviously under 2 minutes here before we got to go. Sydney Peck, Director of Entrepreneurial Initiatives. I'm sorry we weren't able to get to you and get your wisdom here out on the airwaves. I apologize.
No, that's fine. I called in late. My presentation ran over, so I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll have you on another show. I promise that.
Alrighty.
All right, because I'm going to need the next minute here just to go through all the names. I want to thank my guests today, Dallin Harris, who's the founder of Skyhook Internet Marketing, Josh Souter. I'm sorry. From Staffing First, and also Dunman Reese of Renters Warehouse, and on the line there, Jeff Kunowski, founder of Illuminate Outdoor Media, and finally, Tim Gunning from GDC Real Estate, and then, as I said, we're joined by Sydney Peck, Director of Entrepreneurial Initiatives. Thank you guys all for coming on the show. This is Jack Wilczek, KFNX, 100 AM.